Section 38, In Mine Own Way. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, Verse 30, Section 42, Verses 30 to 31, and Verse 42, Section 58, Verses 26 to 28, Section 104, Verses 13 to 18, Our Heritage, pages 108 to 9, and 111 to 114. What does it mean to be self-reliant in spiritual things? How can you become more self-reliant in spiritual things? What does it mean to be self-reliant in temporal things? How can you become more self-reliant in temporal things? What can you do to become more self-reliant in your finances? What practices have helped you avoid debt or get out of debt? Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, Verses 30 to 31, Section 44, Verse 6, Section 52, Verse 40, Section 56, Verse 16, Section 88, Verse 123, Section 104, Verse 18. What do these verses teach about caring for those in need? What is the Lord's own way of providing for the poor? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 104, Verses 13 to 18. How are you blessed when you give to others who are in need? Scripture Chain, Importance of Work. 2 Thessalonians, Chapter 3, Verses 10 to 12. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, Verse 42. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 56, Verse 17. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, Verse 27. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, Verse 124. Scriptures relating to Section 38. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, Verses 30 to 31. 30. And behold, thou wilt remember the poor, and consecrate of thy properties for their support, that which thou hast to impart unto them with a covenant and a deed which cannot be broken. 31. And inasmuch as ye impart of your substance unto the poor, ye will do it unto me, and they shall be laid before the bishop of my church and his counselors, two of the elders or high priests, such as he shall appoint or has appointed and set apart for that purpose. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 44, Verse 6. Behold, I say unto you, that ye must visit the poor and the needy, and administer to their relief, that they may be kept until all things may be done according to my law, which ye have received. Amen. Section 52, Verse 40. And remember in all things the poor and the needy, the sick and the afflicted, for he that doeth not these things, the same is not my disciple. Section 56, Verse 16. Woe unto you, rich men, that will not give your substance to the poor, for your riches will canker your souls, and this shall be your lamentation in the day of visitation, and of judgment, and of indignation. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and my soul is not saved. Section 88, Verse 123. See that ye love one another. Cease to be covetous. Learn to impart one to another as the gospel requires. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 104, Verses 13 to 18. 13. For it is expedient that I, the Lord, should make every man accountable as a steward over earthly blessings, which I have made and prepared for my creatures. 14. I, the Lord, stretched out the heavens and built the earth, my very handiwork, and all things therein are mine. 15. And it is my purpose to provide for my saints, for all things are mine. 16. But it must needs be done in mine own way, and behold, this is the way that I, the Lord, have decreed to provide for my saints, that the poor shall be exalted, in that the rich are made low. 17. For the earth is full, and there is enough and to spare. Yea, I prepared all things, and have given unto the children of men to be agents unto themselves. 18. Therefore, if any man shall take of the abundance which I have made, and impart not his portion, according to the law of my gospel, unto the poor and the needy, he shall, with the wicked, lift up his eyes in hell, being in torment. Scriptures relating to scripture chain importance of work. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. 11. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. 12. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 42. Thou shalt not be idle, for he that is idle shall not eat the bread, nor wear the garments of the laborer. Doctrine and Covenants, section 56, verse 17. Woe unto you poor men, whose hearts are not broken, whose spirits are not contrite, and whose bellies are not satisfied, and whose hands are not stayed from laying hold upon other men's goods, whose eyes are full of greediness, and who will not labor with your own hands. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 27. Verily I say, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause, and do many things of their own free will, and bring to pass much righteousness. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 124. Cease to be idle, cease to be unclean, cease to find fault one with another, cease to sleep longer than is needful. Retire to thy bed early, that ye may not be weary. Arise early, that your bodies and your minds may be invigorated. End of the scriptures relating to scripture chain, importance of work. End of section 38, In Mine Own Way.